We're welcoming now the head coach, apparently a good friend of our Doug McClain. Doug keeps bragging about knowing you, Gerard. So.
It's all about tickets.
Gerard, we're good friends too, right?
We're very good friends.
Yeah, even
sure.
Except he didn't know your name last year. Do you remember that?
Jerry. It's Jerry Gallant.
Well, that's when you're so Jerry. Tight, you go beyond the birth name and you get nicknames, right?
Yeah.
So he's Jerry. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I call him G.
But listen, we can't talk like that because we know how jealous Mac gets. Right?
Listen, did I mention I need a couple tickets?
A couple dozen?
Now, when you guys were horrible out of the gate, Doug wasn't asking for tickets then, right? Now that you guys are hot, he calls you again.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, obviously we had a tough start to the year and there was it wasn't going real well, and lately we put it together and starting to play the team game again, and then they're doing a real good job. So credit to our players. They're really working hard and they're digging in, and they're playing that real good game that we played last year, and it's good to see.
So when you're winning every night, there's got to be some issues. So the number one issue is Fleury playing too much? Is Subban going to play? Is Marchessault going to score? I mean, there's big issues still, isn't there? Yet they're pretty...
Yeah, exactly. There's always something that, to be honest with you, none of those things concern me. It's about winning the game and getting the 2 points, and I really don't care who scores and who's playing in nets. But there's talk about goaltenders playing too much. And, the way we gauge that, Doug, is we had a real tough first half of the season. We had a tough, tough schedule. We were in the East 3 times. Yeah. We played a bunch of road games. And Fleury was fresh and ready to go, and we needed some Ws at that time.
Big time.
We weren't playing that good. So he got the call, and he's playing great. He's been, for me, he's been the best goalie in the NHL this year. He's playing unbelievable for us, and he got us out of an early hole. And so he's ready to go, and he gets lots of days off. And we understand all the stuff about the analytics, about not playing too many games. But for me right now, it's about, hey, let's get in the playoff position. Let's play well. And we got a lot of good – the second half of the season is a great schedule for us. I'm not saying it's going to be wins, but we got a great schedule. We got a lot of home games. We don't have much travel at all. Most of our travel's out in the West, so it's set up real good for us, no matter if we take advantage of it or not.
See, Gerard, is this why Doug was never truly successful when you guys were together? Because when things were going well, he'd still look for trouble, right?
He's always trying to find trouble.
Always, always. Now, talk a little bit about going to the Stanley Cup Final and then coming back and making major changes, especially in your top six. I mean, it was a big step. Bringing in Stastny and Pacioretty, and we know Stastny got hurt earlier, but how is that starting to find its fit?
You know what? I knew Stastny was a good player, but he's such a smart player, and he does all the little things. Like, people can say, well, the negative on Stastny, his foot speed isn't real strong and real great, but this guy's a smart, smart hockey player. He makes everybody around him better, and I really like the guy. And I didn't know much about him besides watching him on tape and when we played against him last year in the Winnipeg series. And he's been a great fit. And Pacioretty is a guy I had in Montreal when I was an assistant. And Patch is a guy that's had a tough year so far. I mean, he's got 12 goals, but he's had a tough year because he's had two or three different injuries he's come back from. And right now he's playing real well again, and he's playing good hurt hockey, and that's all we can ask. So we've got away with a lot of guys being in and out of the lineup for the first 40-some games. I think we've only had a regular lineup once all season long in one game. So, like I said, you don't make excuses with injuries. You give put other guys an opportunity to succeed. And so far, our guys have had good success because of that. And everybody's playing and everybody's working hard. And that's all we can ask from them.
I look back. I look at your lineup there, Jordan. I see Tuck. And he's been a pretty consistent big man for you on that second line. Tell us a little bit about what this guy brings to the table on a nightly basis.
Yeah, he's a great skater, Doug. He's a strong skater and goes hard to the net, and he's a big kid that can shoot the puck real well. So he's, like I said, he's still 22 years old. He's still learning every game to be consistent a little bit more and a little stronger every shift. But I think he's real confident. I mean, it's his second time through the league now. He's played almost 100 games or somewhere in that area. And I think he knows now that, I can be a good player every night. I don't have to worry about, facing off against top players and saying I'm not as good as those guys. He thinks he's as good as those guys. Right now he's our leading scorer and playing real good hockey. So we like what he brings to the table, and he's just a young kid.
Hey, Gerard, I got to ask you about Brandon Peury, because this is what an addition he's been for the team, right? Eight games, seven goals. He's doing everything you're asking him to do. But what's peculiar about this, a second round pick, 27 years of age, you're the fifth team. Why has this guy not been able to stick? I know Don Cherry threw this out on Coach's Corner that this guy has everything you'd want in a player, but he's had a hard time sticking. And can Vegas be that final destination for this young player?
Well, I sure hope it is, and he's definitely playing real well. Since I had him in Florida for a year and a half also, and he played well for us, and he scored well for us there. I think the knock on Brandon was he wasn't a very good defensive player, and his skating wasn't that good. Well, both of those things aren't an issue at all right now. I mean, he's playing real well. He's competing defensively. He's winning those one-on-one battles. Obviously, he can score goals, and that's what gives him the opportunity to play in the NHL, but there's no issue with his game right now. His skating's gotten better. He's playing stronger. He's in good shape. So all those things, you know, I think Brandon took it to the next level. He's 27, like you said. He's more mature now, and he wants to be in the NHL. He knows he can be in the NHL. And it's a similar story to the Marchessaults and those type of things. I mean, these guys get an opportunity, and they take advantage of it, and then, you know, they shouldn't be back in the American Hockey League or any other league. They should be NHL players, and Brandon's definitely showing us that right now.
So does he go on waivers in two games and go back down, or do you keep him?
Okay.
You know, Doug, you guys make those decisions, Doug.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, can we get rid of the fluff right now and get to the meat and potatoes of McQuaid versus Reeves?
Always got to be violent, eh?
Listen, we've watched the game evolve in the last few years, especially with your fourth line guys, highly skilled. I call them first line guys in waiting. And yet you have Ryan Reeves in the lineup and still a heavyweight, still message sending. Why does it work for you guys when other teams seem to be going in a different direction?
Well, you know what? With Will Carrier, he's usually there with Ryan and Bellemare. That line's been outstanding for us this year. They've done exactly what they're supposed to do every night. It's mostly finishing checks and getting scoring opportunities. I mean, you look at those three guys, and there's 20 goals scored also because they play the game hard. And very seldom does Ryan Reeves has to fight. And last night it was obviously a tough PEI kid that stood up to him and, answered the bell. And it was an unbelievable fight for two guys that, you know, doesn't happen very much in the NHL anymore. But they went after Patch already a little bit. And, you know, Patch had a big hit on D'Angelo in the first period. And I think the kid just got off the IR, so they were a little, you know, they weren't happy about that. And then McQuaid stepped up into Patch already and gave him a real good solid hit in the defensive zone. And, you know, big boys sort of look at each other and say, well, something's got to be done about it when they're going after Patch already. So they squared off, and there was two guys that were willing to go, and it was a great fight. I mean, like I say, you don't see many fights anymore, but for the people that like the fighting, it was a good fight.
Is that the way it still should work in 2019 in your eyes?
I see no issue with that last night. Like I seen, you know, it wasn't like it was a set-up fight. I mean, it was two guys that stepped up and were both willing. If Ryan Reeves went after somebody that didn't want to fight, then I wouldn't be happy about it, but McQuaid, you know, he laid the big hit in Pacioretty, and he knew Rebo was coming out and going to play him hard, whether the fight was going to happen or something. And like I said, they looked at each other and said, let's go.
So it bothered you when he challenged Wilson that night three times?
Yeah. No, that was with Wilson.
That was a trick question, I think.
But, Doug, that night, the one thing that night, and I'll say it with a clear conscience, I played that line against the Ovechkin line because I needed somebody to shut them down. They're big and they're strong and they're physical. I played that line against them to shut them down from scoring. That's all that was done that night. And, you know, what happened after that was part of the game and, you know, finishing a hard check. But what happened, my intentions that night, they played almost every shift against them to play a defensive role, and they did a great job.
I mean, they've been that line, when you talk about it, they're the line that helped you get out of your slump.
Big time. They were the most consistent line the first 20 games of the season. They were our most consistent line.
What?
There was never a night where we came in after the game and said, you know, our fourth line let us down tonight. Our fourth line done an unbelievable job for us up to this point of the season, and we need that from them.
One other question, Gerard, is, you know, this summer you were concerned, or early in the fall, I should say, you were concerned about Schmidt in 20 games. I mean, what difference has he made to your hockey team since he's come back, and what does he mean to McNabb?
Well, he means so much to set up our defense. When you're talking about setting up your defense plan against the other team's top lines, Nate's the guy that you want to put out in the ice. And when he's not there, other guys have to go into that role. Another guy stepped up and did a decent job. But when you're replacing the guy that you count on, and he made, I mean, McNabb's game's complete different with playing with this guy. So he's a big, big, big part of our group. And obviously, you know, the first 20 games he wasn't there. But since then, I think our record is, I don't know, 18-3-3 or 18-4-3 since he's been back. And it's not all a tribute to him, but a big part of it is. And he just sets us up real good when we can put him out there as a match shutdown guy. And plus, he's a guy that got some skill and got some offense too. So we definitely needed him back.
Well, Gerard, you're pulling all the right strings for a second straight year. You guys are fighting for first in the Western Conference. It's a great storyline. Once again, the Vegas Golden Knights, all eyes are on them. Thanks so much for your time here, and I'm sure Doug will be bugging you later tonight for something.
And this is Pam's favorite show of the year, by the way. She hasn't texted me yet, but wife Pam, she never misses a show.
Yeah.
And she passes on the tips to Gerard.
And leave the ticket COD, okay, for Doug. No more freebies.
They have been. Boys, take care of Doug.
Nice. Thanks so much, Gerard.
Good luck, man.
Okay, guys. See you later.